And it's time for People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning I'm joined. It's a full house in here. I've got Brandon and Bennett Johnson, Michelle and Kimberly Barrett here. And they're going to be telling you about the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics that's going to be going on. So good morning. It's nice to meet you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us.
And so tell me a little bit about the torch run.
The torch run is an event that takes place over the next few days across South Dakota, leading to the Special Olympics Summer Games in Vermilion, South Dakota, this Thursday. The opening ceremonies take place this Thursday. And the torch run is just basically an event that creates awareness of Special Olympics and raises funds for Special Olympics. And it goes across 19 cities throughout South Dakota.
So how can community get involved in that?
So there are two events that are taking place for the torch run of over the next 2 days here in Pierre. This evening at 6:30 p.m., there will be a torch walk at Hildreth Gulch. The more the merrier. Please come down. Please participate in the event. And then, of course, tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m., there will be the actual torch run. It'll take place at the Law Enforcement Training Center and then down Euclid to the state capitol.
Okay. So whose turn is it next? How are you?
Good.
So what's your name?
Bennett Johnson.
Well, it's good to have you here. Is this the first time you've been on the radio? No?
No.
It's not? It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people listening to you. I used to be somebody that actually I was really shy. I was really shy and didn't really talk much. Then I started to get into radio and it helped. So are you looking forward to the torch run coming up?
Yeah.
That's great. So what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be helping out?
No.
Oh, no. Too young to volunteer, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be participating as an athlete.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm telling you, I'm not athletic. I still can't dribble a basketball. I seriously can't. Can't dribble a basketball. Can't do anything sports-wise. But been somebody more like reading books and stuff. That's me. So I respect everybody, all of you out there that are doing all those sports. It's like, because you're like 100 times better than I am at sports. I can't hardly do any. So I hope you do well in your event. What is the event you do?
I did tennis ball throw, long jump, 4x100 relay, and 100-meter dash.
Man, so a runner. Yeah, I'm definitely not a runner. That's for sure. That is absolutely for sure. Well, I hope you do well in the events that you're going to be having.
Okay.
I'm going to have a good day.
You too.
So, who's next up?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Michelle Barrett. I'm a parent volunteer with Special Olympics.
Well, it's nice to meet you. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. And we are just really excited to be hosting the law enforcement torch run today and tomorrow. And we just would invite everybody to come out. Kimberly, who you're going to hear from in a minute, and I have been involved with Special Olympics since she was in grade school, which is what Bennett is now. He's in middle school. And we're just it's an amazing organization. And I had a couple statistics I'd like to share with you this morning. So Special Olympics started in 1968. Eunice Kennedy founded it. And today in South Dakota, we have 2,750 athletes participating in Special Olympics across 50 communities in the state of South Dakota with 26 Olympic-style sports. And the law enforcement training run, the statistics for that are, it started in 1988, and the amount of money that was raised in awareness was $1,000, 1988. As of last year, 2023, the amount of money raised by the law enforcement torch run was $519,983.
Wow.
It's grown a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. So we're really excited, and it's one of our major fundraisers, and we would just really encourage people to come out. And Bennett, is Bennett running in the morning? Not sure. Okay, but my daughter Kim won't be running. She'll be participating in the walk tonight, but we'll be meeting the runners at the Capitol in the morning. So we would encourage anybody who doesn't want to run, come up and see that because it's pretty neat.
Absolutely. So when is that?
6:30 tomorrow morning. It starts at the Mickelson Building, the Law Enforcement Training Center, and comes down Euclid to the Capitol. And so it'll be pretty early.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody go out there.
Yeah, please. We'd love that.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be like 78, did I say?
Oh, yeah. The weekend was fantastic.
So, yeah, warmer weather, we like it.
Absolutely. So, what is your involvement in the Torch Run and the Special Olympics?
I am not actually involved in the Torch Run. I'm just an athlete.
Okay, so what do you participate in?
I'm doing the 50 walk and the softball throw.
Yeah, softball is pretty cool. I played that. I remember playing that in school, but I wasn't any good. But like I said, I'm not a runner. Never been a runner.
Well, like we all said, just come out and come greet us and come have some fun.
Absolutely. So once again, just to recap, so it's going on. When is the Torch Run going on?
Tonight at 6:30, and then tomorrow at 6:30 at the Capitol.
So it's at the Capitol building.
Oh, it's at the DCA building.
Oh.
And then down to, and then Euclid, and then to the Capitol.
Okay, so it kicks off at the DCI building.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I thank everybody for coming in this morning, and I hope you have a good torch run and a fantastic event this year.
Thank you very much.
And have a good day, everybody.
You guys too.